Okay, so let's just dive right in. We're living in this really weird paradox right now.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
Yeah, right. If you look around at the whole digital landscape, we are in an era of what a lot of experts are calling content saturation. I mean, there's infinite shelf space out there.
Infinite TikTok, YouTube, Spotify. It just never ends.
It's endless. But businesses,
Right.
they are totally bottlenecked. They just can't fill those shelves fast enough because they're limited by a very specific, very human thing, production capacity.
It's the classic supply and demand problem, isn't it? But it's for human attention. You've got these, endless distribution channels that are just hungry for content 24/7.
Right.
But you don't have the manufacturing capacity to actually fill them with anything valuable.
Exactly. And that is where today's deep dive gets really, really interesting. We're looking at two players that, I mean, on the surface, they seem totally different, like opposite ends of the spectrum,
Okay.
but they might just be the perfect marriage. So on one side, we have Video Ask.
Right. Video Ask is all about that high touch experience. For anyone who hasn't seen it, it's an interactive video platform. People use it for recruitment, sales, lead capture.
The whole point is getting face to face, right?
Yeah.
Building that human connection, even if you're not there in real time.
Exactly. It's all about the human touch.
And then on the other side, you've got the heavy machinery. The auto content API.
The industrial engine.
Yeah, that's what our sources call it. An industrial engine for content creation. It makes podcasts, videos, articles, all programmatically. It's about pure, unadulterated automation.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you smash these two things together. How does the heavy-duty automation of Auto Content API supercharge the human-centric model of Video Ask?
Because usually we think of those as a trade-off.
You do. You can either be personal or you can be automated. You can't really be both.
But the sources today are arguing that you can. And honestly, we all want the results of being personal-like, higher conversion rates, better relationships. But nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to spend 8 hours a day staring into a webcam recording the same answer over and over.
Precisely. We're moving from a world of what you could call manual craft, where every single video is a bespoke thing that takes hours to scalable infrastructure. And that transition, it's massive. It changes the entire economics of how businesses communicate.
So let's start with the problem itself, or maybe let's start with why people even love Video Ask in the first place. I was reading through the source material, and there's this great case study about a lawyer, Stanley Tate.
Ah, yes, the Stanley Tate example. It's pretty compelling because it's so counterintuitive.
So Stanley uses Video Ask. And just to paint a picture here, Video Ask lets you record a video question like, hey, what kind of legal help do you need? And that video just bubbles up on your website.
And the user can reply with their own video or audio or just text.
It's an asynchronous conversation. And Stanley took his conversion rate from 65% to 98% using this. 98, I mean, that is absurd.
It's an incredible statistic, but it makes sense when you think about the psychology behind it, right? It just highlights the power of FaceTime. Trust is built when you see a human face, especially in these high-stakes fields like law.
For sure.
You want to see the person who's going to handle your life savings or your legal defense. Text just doesn't give you that same visceral confirmation.
Okay, so Video Ask is the hero here. But here's the limitation, and it's a big one. To get that 98%, Stanley has to actually record the video. He's got to find the light, get the angle right, make sure his shirt isn't wrinkled,
Have his talking points ready.
all of it.
And that's the record once philosophy. Which is fine if you're Stanley and you just need, one greeting for your main landing page. But what if you're a global enterprise?
Right.
What if you need 50 different greetings for 50 different job openings?
Ah.
Or 500 different product pages?
That is where that bottleneck just tightens right up. You hit the absolute limits of human scalability. And this is where we need to bring in the context from the Auto Content API source material. They talk about these concepts of mental availability and omnichannel ubiquity.
Which, yeah, it sounds a bit like marketing jargon, but the concept is really solid. Omnichannel ubiquity just means being everywhere your customer is. The sources point out that modern consumer behavior is fragmented. Someone might listen to a podcast on their commute, watch a vertical short at lunch, and then read a blog post in the evening. To grow, you've got to be at all those touch points.
But traditional production is so linear. It's one person, one asset. If I want to be on a blog, a podcast, and YouTube, I traditionally need like three different teams, or I need to clone myself.
And the costs mentioned in the auto content report are eye-watering. Outsourcing a single podcast episode, it could be anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
Wow.
And a professional video shoot, you're looking at three $5,000 plus just to get the crew in the room.
Right. So if you're trying to use Video Ask at scale, let's say you want a custom video greeting for every single blog post you publish to really hook that reader, you just physically cannot do it manually. It's too expensive. It's too slow. You'd spend your whole life recording.
So Video Ask solves the interaction part. It handles that lead capture beautifully, but it creates a massive production demand. You need a constant stream of fresh videos
to keep it relevant.
And that is where Auto Content API steps in. The sources say it decouples ideation from production.
I like that phrasing. Decoupling ideation from production. It treats content not as some creative project where you need to feel inspired, but as a data transformation task.
Exactly. It's just an input and an output.
So let's get practical. How does this actually look? Let's say I'm a recruiter. I love Video Ask because I can screen candidates with video questions, but I hate recording myself asking, "Tell me about your greatest weakness," 50 times a day for 50 different roles.
This is where the faceless solution comes into play. Video Ask relies on video, obviously, but Auto Content API specializes in generating video assets. They offer AI avatars. You've got professional woman, casual speaker, corporate host, things like that.
So instead of me hitting record on my webcam, I could just feed a script to the Auto Content API.
Correct. You send the text script to the API and it generates a video of an avatar speaking that script, complete with the lip syncing, micro expressions, subtitles, everything. You then take that video file, just an MP4, and you upload it straight into Video Ask as your question.
That is wild. So I could have a professional woman avatar screening candidates for me while I'm asleep.
And it solves the bad hair day problem permanently. You don't need a studio, you don't need lights, you just need text.
But let's push this a bit further. Avatars are cool, but sometimes they can feel a bit, well, generic.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a big company, I want my brand, I want my voice, or the CEO's voice.
This is where it gets fascinating. The Auto Content sources discuss something called the CEO paradox.
Oh, I like this part. The paradox is that customers, you know, they want to hear from the CEO. That's the authority figure. But the CEO is the busiest person in the company and has zero time to record content.
Exactly. The marketing team is always begging the CEO for a quick video, and the CEO is always booked. So the Auto Content API solution is this. Record a few minutes once. Just once. The API uses that sample to create a voice clone.
And are these clones actually good? Because I've heard some that sound like a robot being held hostage.
According to the reviews in our source material, these voices are natural, steady, and believable. So now imagine the workflow. The marketing team can update their Video Ask greetings daily. Maybe there's breaking news in the industry or a specific holiday. Write a script, generate the audio using the CEO's voice clone, pair it with a custom avatar, and just upload it to Video Ask.
So the CEO is effectively speaking to customers every single day, reacting to the market without ever having to step into a studio again. That is a massive leverage point.
It is. You are cloning your leadership's presence.
And the cost difference is just, I mean, we talked about manual video costing hundreds or thousands. What's the damage with the API?
It's pennies on the dollar. The source material states that producing a short video via the Auto Content API consumes about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros.
Yeah.
Versus $3,000. That is a rounding error.
It completely changes the fundamental economics of video. If a video costs $3,000, you have to be right. It has to be perfect. You have meetings about the meetings just to plan the video. But if a video costs 4 euros...
You can afford to be wrong.
You can absolutely afford to be wrong.
That allows for what they call creative testing at scale, right? I could try 10 different scripts. I could have one Video Ask where the avatar is funny, one where it's serious, one where it's short and punchy. I run them all, see which one gets a better response rate on Video Ask, and I haven't bankrupted the company.
Precisely. You can A-B test your face and your script at a volume that was previously just impossible. You are optimizing the conversation scientifically rather than just guessing.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. We talked about scale, but what about global scale? Because Video Ask is used all over the world.
This is one of the strongest use cases for combining these two technologies, the language barrier.
Right. Say I'm that recruiter again, or maybe I'm selling software. I record my Video Ask in English, but I have potential leads in Spain, Germany, and Japan. Usually those leads just bounce because they hear English and they tune out.
Typically, yeah. You would need to hire local teams for each country. That's huge overhead. But AutoContent API supports over 50 languages, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Hindi, you name it.
So walk me through that workflow. How do we combine them to solve this?
You record your core message once or just write the script in English. AutoContent API ingests that, it transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes it. So you can generate a video with an avatar speaking fluent Spanish, fluent German, and fluent Japanese.
And just to be clear, the avatar isn't just speaking English with Spanish subtitles. It's actually speaking Spanish.
Yes. The lip movements match the Spanish phones. It looks and sounds like a native speaker.
And then I upload those three videos into three different video asks.
Exactly. There was a testimonial in the source from a user named Luca Ferraro. He said, "We launched Spanish and English versions on the same day. Huge win. You are instantly multiplying your total addressable market by like 5 times without hiring a single local employee."
That is mind-blowing. You're basically cloning your sales team into every language instantly, and Video Ask handles the routing.
Yes, Video Ask allows for conditional logic. So you could have a landing page that asks preferred language. If they click Spanish, it serves the auto content generated Spanish video. Is English the English one? It's totally seamless.
Okay, so we've optimized the interaction within Video Ask. We've made it cheap. We've made it global.
Yeah.
But here is the catch with Video Ask, and the sources mention this. It converts leads like crazy, 98% in Stanley's case, but it doesn't generate traffic.
Mm.
It just sits there waiting for someone to show up.
That is the field of dreams fallacy, right? If you build it, they will come. They won't. You need a traffic engine. And this is where AutoContent API's programmatic SEO capabilities come in.
PSEO. Now, PSEO has a bit of a bad rap, doesn't it? When people hear programmatic SEO, they think of spam. Like those websites that have 10,000 pages that all say, best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas.
And it's just copy-pasted text.
Right.
And rightfully so, because historically those pages were garbage. Google calls it thin content. If you just swap out the city name, Google knows, and they will bury you. To rank now, you need dwell time. You need unique, valuable multimedia.
So how does the AutoContent API fix the garbage content problem?
Okay, so imagine you want to create 5,000 city guide pages to drive traffic to your travel agency. The AutoContent API doesn't just copy-paste. It can generate a unique blog post using its deep research feature, which we can get to in a minute.
Yeah.
Then it generates a unique podcast episode where two AI hosts discuss that specific city. Then it generates a vertical video short about the top 5 things to do in that city.
So suddenly, every single one of those 5,000 pages has a unique article, a unique audio track, and a unique video.
Exactly. Google looks at that page and sees a rich, high-quality resource. It ranks the page, traffic starts flowing.
And here's the play. At the bottom of those 5,000 pages, you embed a video ask.
Boom! It's the perfect funnel. The AutoContent API creates the content that ranks in Google and brings the people in. Then, once they're on the page, the video ask pops up to close the deal.
I love that. High-tech automation to get the attention, high-touch interaction to capture the lead.
And because the content is generated programmatically, you can address these really niche markets, what we call long-tail keywords, that would never be profitable if you had to produce the content manually.
Right. You can target best family-friendly cafes in North Austin instead of just Austin food. And you can even get more aggressive with this, right? The sources mentioned something about newsjacking and social intelligence. This feels less like SEO and more like day trading attention.
It is. AutoContent API can listen to social platforms like X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It analyzes sentiment. It looks at images.
So let's play this out. A trend starts. Let's say crypto crash.
Right.
Everyone is freaking out on Twitter.
The API detects the trend. It triggers what's called a reaction loop. It instantly generates a market alert video short explaining the crash, maybe using that CEO voice clone we mentioned earlier.
And the call to action in that video.
Click the link to ask our experts what to do with your portfolio, and that link goes straight to a video ask.
So you go from a trend starting on Twitter to having a custom video response and a lead capture form in what? Minutes.
Minutes. Instead of the days it would take a human team to script, film, and edit, you move from passive listening to active conversation almost instantly.
That is powerful. But I want to push back on one thing. Speed is great, but what about substance? If I'm using video ask for B2B sales, you know, selling expensive software or consulting, I can't just have a pretty avatar spouting nonsense. It has to be smart. If the answer is generic, I'm gone.
This is a crucial point. Video ask works because it provides value. If the content is fluff, the lead leaves. This is where the deep research integration of AutoContent comes in.
And this isn't just ChatGPT writing a poem, right? We aren't talking about hallucinations here.
No, no. The source material specifies that the deep research endpoint uses agents via Gemini or OpenAI to browse the live web. It reads sources like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, competitor press releases. It performs multi-step reasoning.
So it's doing actual homework.
It is. Imagine you're selling to a competitor's client. You can use the Deep Research API to scan for new competitors or analyze competitor X's new pricing. It generates a full briefing document. You feed that briefing into a script for a video ask. So your avatar can say, hey, did you see that competitor X just raised their prices by 20% this morning? Tell us how that affects your budget and let's see if we can beat it.
That is incredibly specific. It proves you know their business. And you didn't have to spend 3 hours reading industry news to do it.
And because of the recurring research feature mentioned in the sources, you could automate this whole thing. The system could wake up every morning, scan the news, and generate the scripts for the sales team or the avatars to use.
It ensures that the content within the video ask is always timely and data-backed. It's not just a friendly face, it's a knowledgeable face.
Exactly. Knowledgeable, available, and scalable.
Now, there was one other specific tech angle I wanted to touch on. The Notebook LM thing. Google has this tool, Notebook LM, which it seems like everyone is obsessed with right now for making those audio overviews.
Yes, it's very popular. But the source material highlights a pretty big gap. Notebook LM has no API. It's a manual tool. You have to drag and drop files one by one.
Which is fine for me messing around, but it's useless for a corporation.
Exactly. AutoContent positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. It integrates with automation platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
And we know VideoAsk integrates with those too.
Right. So think about the workflow credibility here. You publish a new blog post. Make.com triggers AutoContent to turn it into a podcast and a summary video. Then Make.com takes that video and uploads it to VideoAsk as a new update bubble on your homepage.
So visitors to your site see a fresh video bubble talking about your latest article, and no human had to lift a finger to put it there.
That is the definition of headless content production, meaning asynchronous interaction. It proves that the technology is enterprise grade. It's not a toy, it's infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's a key word. We aren't talking about creative tools anymore. We're talking about plumbing.
Yes. When you combine these two, you are building a machine. A machine that captures attention with automation and then converts it with interaction.
So let's wrap this up. We've explored how to combine the high touch of video ask with the high tech of AutoContent API. What are the big takeaways for the listener here?
First is scale. You are moving from linear production, where 1 hour of work equals one video, to, well, infinite parallel production. You can generate assets for every channel at the same time.
Second is cost. We saw the numbers. Reducing asset costs from hundreds, even thousands of dollars to literally cents. It changes the economics of what you can afford to try.
And third is reach. The ability to speak over 50 languages and be present on every platform. That omnichannel ubiquity without hiring an army.
It really feels like we are entering a new era. But before we go, I know you always have a question for us to chew on.
Right.
What's the provocative thought for today?
Well, looking at all this, it raises a really fundamental question about the future of the web. We are moving toward what's called the agentic web, where AI agents read content to answer our questions. But on the human side, if AutoContent API can generate a photorealistic avatar with a cloned voice, and VideoAsk can serve that video to a user.
I see where you're going with this.
If the conversion rate stays at 98%, if the lead gets the answer they want, and they feel heard, does the lead even care if it was a clone? Will the distinction between a real human video and an AI avatar video eventually just disappear completely?
That is slightly terrifying, but also fascinating. If the utility is there, maybe the human part is optional.
Or maybe the definition of human connection is just evolving.
A lot to think about. For everyone listening, if you want to see just how deep this rabbit hole goes, I'd encourage you to explore the deep research capabilities we mentioned. See what your own business might be missing out on.
There is always more to learn.
Thanks for diving in with us. Catch you next time.